USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help.
President Trump speaking in the White House briefing room on the coronavirus as he looks for ways to help the American worker during this critical time.
So that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. We're going to be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well.
And the market taking a huge hit, the Dow down just over 2,000 points, and the Grand Princess finally docking in Oakland, California. Folks sick taken off the ship and transported to area hospitals. Others will be taken off in waves over the next few days and flown to military bases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Vice President Mike Pence, leading the Corona Task Force, he updates us on the latest efforts to keep people healthy in our country.
Pharmaceutical companies are already working literally around the clock on the development of therapeutics that will be medicines that can bring relief to people that contract the coronavirus. And I know how pleased the president was to learn that the commercial labs in this country, led by companies like LabCorp and Quest, have already brought a test forward and are taking that to market effective today.
And four Republican members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland at the end of February. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
An in-depth look now at the market meltdown, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Dow is closing down over 2,000 points amid plunging oil prices and coronavirus fears. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 2,013 points to finish at 23,851. The NASDAQ and S&P also sank more than 7% in a massive sell-off. As far as just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration. These targeted stimulus packages are going to happen, especially because we're in an election year. Whether it's lasting stimulus or not isn't really important to me, because once you get that footing back under the global economy in general, we don't even see the demand potential falling off yet. We just know it's going to happen. So this is a repricing that's necessary, but I believe it's overdone, and I remain in that stance.
A new report finds the U.S. the biggest arms seller in the world. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
America's major arms exports have increased by 23% over the last 5 years, according to a report from a leading arms control watchdog, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Its latest report shows the U.S. has dramatically expanded arms exports to a total of 96 nations. The U.S. remains the largest individual arms exporter in the world. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.